Hi Razor community, and thanks for joining us for another episode of the Razor Sharp Show, where we all hang out to stay sharp. We are your hosts, Ray Milodoni and Matt Romania. Matt, can you share why our podcast exists?
Our podcast exists to educate, inspire, and motivate you to help you reach your goals and make a positive impact in the world.
That's right. And we just love making our podcast every week and want to thank you, our listeners, for all the ongoing support you have shown. If this is your first time listening, well, welcome to the Razor community.
So if you want to move the needle forward and get closer to your goals, stick around as you're going to enjoy this.
Are you prepared to grow your business today? Stay tuned for what's about to occur. This is the Razor Sharp Show with your host, Ray Milodoni. Stay tuned as Ray invites business owners and entrepreneurs onto the show from all over the world to discuss how they are owning this economy and how you can as well. Are you ready to sharpen your saw? Here's your host, Ray Milodoni.
Hi, Vanessa, and welcome to the Razor Sharp Show.
Thank you, Ray.
Nice to have you on this fine Sunday morning.
Yes, nice and early.
Excellent. Don't you just love technology? We can be anywhere and record a podcast and collaborate.
Absolutely, and it's available all the time.
Absolutely. So share with the Razor community a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I'm an intuitive and transformation catalyst, and I help people align with their goals through soul level mastery and creating sustainable transformation.
And excellent. So let's unpack that a little bit, because it's a lot to digest there.
So my work's quite abstract. How I do this is I access a person's soul blueprint. I tell them who they are at soul level. I identify karmic patterns that are in the way of aligning with their soul personality, so to speak.
Right.
And I clear those karmic patterns. And I always do this in relation to a current goal. So, yes, my work is based on the premise of the idea of past lives. Mm. However, you don't have to believe in them in order to, you know, work with me. But what most people do is they actually identify with the karmic patterns that are coming up that are currently affecting them.
Right, okay. It's almost like you don't have to, like, believe that gravity exists, but it's kind of there if you can't see it, touch it, or kind of feel it. But, you know, it's a rule of the universe. And I guess, you know, in the entrepreneur space as well, there'd be a lot of people who have maybe, you know, blockage when it comes to running business and so forth. Do you work a lot with entrepreneurs, or who's, like, your most ideal client that you work with?
Yeah, so I've got a lot of those that come through.
Awesome.
And usually they do have, because what's happening, the entrepreneur world is exploding, especially the online world. And it's becoming quite confusing for a lot of people of what to do, what's best for them, that sort of stuff. And what I do is I help people, I tell them who they are at soul level and how they're designed to create abundance through their soul blueprint. I actually do an aspect of my work called the Soul Manifesting Blueprint. So I look at a range of polarities and how they're designed to create, because a lot of people, they're great at what they do, but they're doing it the wrong way. They're not getting the clientele or the income they want, and they think there's something wrong with them, so they lose their confidence, or they're working excessively long hours to generate a result that's not, in, you know, congruent with the amount of hours they're working or their talent, that sort of stuff. So I get a lot of people, you know, and some of that, there's so many factors related to that. You know, we've grown up in times where, you know, we're told that we have to work 80 hours a week to be successful, or we have to be PhDs to be successful, or, you know, there's a lot of sticky money paradigms out there. So I work through those, but then there's the just being misaligned with your actions in your business as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think one of the things for me that I observe a lot, and it's all kind of come about in the social media type of transition, and that's only in the last 5 years where it's kind of exploded, is that everyone seems to be crushing it and being super successful and driving all these fancy cars and living in these big houses. And a lot of it is just all stage. It's all fake. It's a, you know, it's all marketing techniques. And I think it puts a lot of people in a really negative state where they think that they can't possibly achieve that because it's too far of a stretched goal. So when we live in this noisy world of social media and technology, how do you filter that out and go back to like the core soul? Because I love that you're bringing things back to who we're actually meant to be as opposed to what marketing has asked us to be.
Okay, so let me tell you a bit about the premise of my work to understand, to get frame of reference. So what's happening at the moment as a collective, as we're becoming more conscious, okay, and many people are starting to get access to who they are at soul level. So the soul blueprint is we have up to 10 dimensions of existence, okay? So my work is very multidimensional. So the third dimension is your physical body and the physical results you create. The fourth dimension is your mental body, your ego, your personality. Your emotions sit in between the third and fourth dimension. Your fifth dimension is where your soul blueprint is, okay? And the fifth dimension is all about information, okay? So I'm not going to go into the others because that's not really relevant. Sure. A lot of people don't have a lot of access to that. But one of the things I check in my work is your soul vibration rate. So this is where your higher self vibrationally sits. So what's happening is a lot of people are in the a lot of the planet are at four, you know, between four and five. So that's the level. Mm-hmm. So their higher self is at the level of mind and ego. Okay, so they don't see themselves it's any more than their thoughts and emotions. However, a lot of people are going into the fives. Now, the fifth dimension is all about information, okay? Right. And your soul blueprint is that level is, even though I access it energetically, it is the same as the internet. You know, the internet is the information age. It's fifth dimensional in nature. So we've got a world where people are starting to open up to their, you know, soul self, gain access to their soul qualities, but they're insatiable for information, okay? And the higher that soul vibration rate goes, you become quicker at manifesting and you gain more access to who you are at soul level. So there's this double-edged sword that's happening where you're getting more information about yourself. And some of that is information that's very different to what you know about yourself because, you know, we grow up in these paradigms, these beliefs, all of that sort of stuff. All of a sudden you're getting access to your own soul information. And basically what I'm doing as part of my work is I'm actually trained to do it in a very succinct manner. And they're really confused. So yeah. For a lot of information, which can actually also be highly confusing. So the biggest, and there is actually a syndrome. One of my colleagues that I actually did my undergrad with, she's a PhD qualified in psychology. She talks about this concept called the busy brain syndrome. Have you heard of it?
No, but I can tell that there's a lot of people with busy brains.
Yeah, and she actually
and I'm probably one of them.
Well, you know, she actually does. That's why mindfulness is so important. So she actually has done research with it, and her name is Dr. Lucia Kelleher. So you can look her up, and she's actually doing research on it, or has been for a number of years, and has written quite a lot of articles on it. But that's what a lot of people's brains are being fried by the overconsumption of content. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And you can feel that and see that. Mm-hmm. You can feel and see that. You know, I meet lots of people who are turning notifications off or leaving Facebook or, you know, doing, you know, week retreats at a silent, you know, exercise and unplugging for 31 days. Like I just keep meeting more and more people who are not just talking about this, but actually doing it. And they come out of it and go, wow, I'm a different person. It's almost like a digital detox.
Exactly. And you know, detoxing digitally or physically is one thing that I give my clients a lot. But the thing is, when you start tapping into your fifth dimensional consciousness, you actually become more sensitive to the environment around you. And being online on a Facebook page is the exact same as you being in the room with someone. Because in the fifth dimension, time, this is going to sound a bit, you know, weird, but time doesn't actually exist, okay? So you're experiencing right. everything as now, okay? And so you've got to be really mindful. And this is why mindfulness is becoming so popular and learning
it. I know,
yeah. Because, you know, once you get to the fifth dimensional consciousness, you become at choice with how you interact with the environment. So you don't need to go off for a week. Mindfulness, we've developed the level of consciousness. So you don't have to go off on a 30-day, you know, wilderness trek to get away from it all. You can do it in any given moment. And this is something I teach in some of my workshops. I do online workshops as well. And some of my, you know, ebooks that I got on my website is just teaching the basic tools of mindfulness and being able to do that whenever you feel in a state of overwhelm, whether, you know, you've just had a busy day or you've been around a lot of people or you've gotten up in the morning. You know, a lot of us are busy, are guilty of this. We get up, we look at our phone, overwhelmed by the little, the red numbers on our email and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And we've already put our body into fight flight. Okay.
Yes, yeah. I call it follow the join the dots. You know, you look at that app everywhere, you know, follow the red dots. I was guilty of that. And only recently I turned all the notifications off. I turned all the red dots off because I'm going through a process of that as well. Of just, you know, just information overload, you know? So definitely understand that a lot of people are doing that, waking up and following all the red dots. And that's their to-do list, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been doing it myself because I was realizing I was just consuming so much information and just waste, you know, and putting, like, I rely on my energetic sensitivity to work with clients, and I was having, you know, it was throwing me off center. So, you know, I have rules about, you know, not turning the data on until, you know, half an hour after waking up and before going to bed. And I have 3 hours of no internet waking time each day, like continuous, because 2 hours is not quite enough. 3 hours is, you know, just that little bit more. And those small habits make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely think that's the way. And you're right. Meditation, mindfulness, it's all becoming like a bit of a, I don't think it's becoming more trendy. I think a lot of more people are doing it, but a lot more people are talking about it, you know, and you talk, like I'm talking about celebrities and, you know, people that a lot of people idolize are openly coming out and saying, yep, I do meditate X amount of times in the morning, or I have my magic morning moments process where I do this and then I do that. Tony Robbins is one who's been advocating, you know, morning routines for a very long time. And he was always that weird tall guy where now it's like, hang on, he's actually normal because everyone else is doing the same thing, and maybe there's something in this, you know, and people are talking about it, which is great. And look at the app Headspace that, you know, has had heaps of success, lots of big investors backing it for its success because they can see that that's the way of the future.
And that's the thing, you know, there's a bit of a misconception on meditation. You don't have to sit there in silence for half an hour a day. You can do a few quick, like I have a particular mindfulness routine that I do that takes under a minute. And, you know, it doesn't have to take up a lot of your day. You can do it on the road, like when you're out and about. And, you know, it's all about intentionality. And, you know, that's also intentionality is once, as you increase your soul vibration rate, you have to be disciplined with your intentionality, because otherwise you can get snowballed with all the choices available to you. Because that's the whole thing about increasing your soul vibration rate, becoming more fifth dimensional consciousness. You're aware of the vast amount of choices available to you. And, you know, if you're not intentional, I mean, we're doing a podcast now. There's probably 100 different apps or ways that we can do this. And if you're not intentional, you can get mucked up of, well, which way will I do it? How do I deliver it? Blah, 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 blah. But if you're intentional, you just choose the ones that you need to and you have that clear path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that, love that. Well, let's get to know you a little bit better. How did you make your first dollar?
In my current business or ever?
Ever. Let's go ever.
Okay. I think I was probably about 14, and I mean, apart from doing lawns for my dad or whatever, I think I was washing trucks.
Okay.
With a friend. So one of Dad's friends needed someone to wash trucks on Sundays. So me and a friend did it for a couple of weekends, and that's all it lasted.
That's good. Awesome. That's good.
I'm from the country, by the way, so that's trucks.
Awesome. And did you know that you were kind of wired for business? Has business always been something you wanted to do, work for yourself and do that? Or is it something you discovered later?
Absolutely. I've actually never had a permanent job. I've always been a contractor, a casual, like I've worked full time, but I've never actually had a permanent job. So, yeah, it didn't feel like I've had to clear a lot of money paradigms and, you know, limiting beliefs around money and how to conduct your career. But I knew very young that I wanted to have my own business. And, you know, even when I was at second year uni, I think I was, you know, I had a job, but I was looking for business opportunities, even though I had no idea how I was going to do it. But I've always had that desire, and I probably didn't really act on that until mid-20s when I was doing my first career as an exercise physiologist.
Yeah, right. Excellent, excellent. It's one of those, you know, you kind of have that itch from a very young age, but you've got to go through the system that, you know, people want you to do, get a job, uni, degree and all that kind of jazz. And I did exactly the same thing.
And you know what? I'm actually, like, I've only been doing my current work for the last 18 months, but I'm actually wired at soul level to be an entrepreneur. So it's like, okay, confirmation.
Awesome.
Green lights.
And is there a book or audio book that has changed your life, and why?
In the last 5 years, the book that's changed my life the most is The Dark Side of the Light Chasers by Debbie Ford. She has another book similar called The Shadow Effect. So it actually looks at your shadow side. So I'm in the transformation and personal development industry, and one of the things that people would rather run for the hills than do is shadow work. So shadow work is your denied self. So they're the parts of us that we just yuck. We don't want to touch. But what's happening is, as we're, you know, stepping into fifth dimensional consciousness, we become more aware of our soul aspects and our gifts, but also our, you know, limitations and our restrictions. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, on the planet that people are feeling depressed, and a lot of that is just not looking at the denied self. So that book actually really opened up my world, because I was kind of in a bit of an illusion myself. Like, I had an idea of what a profession looked like. You know, I was avoiding looking at certain areas of my life or certain aspects of my personality, but it had really great tips of how to do that. And I actually do that in my work, because we live in a world of polarity. You know, there's a lot of positive psychology stuff out there, which is good, but it doesn't take into the account the polarity. Like, and the gift of all these emotions that we're trying to avoid to have. You know, because the denied self doesn't go away because we ignore it. It comes up in through the subconscious, usually at unexpected times, all right?
Yeah.
So, you know, things like jealousy, you know, no one wants to admit they're jealous, but jealousy has the gift. If you own your jealousy, jealousy has the gift that someone has what you want that you're not allowing yourself to have. So it's just a new way of looking at some of these emotions. Anger is someone, you think something's not fair. So it's like, okay, well, what's not fair and what can I act on it? So you can use it as a tool to see what's going on with you at the subconscious level and take the appropriate, own that tool and or own those emotions, allow them to flow, because when we're not owning them, they stay there and then they just build up. And, you know, really learning how to flow with all of your emotions, everything that you're experiencing.
Love that. Love that. That seems very deep. And I want to dive into a few more things in a moment. But just if you could share with the Razor community something that you've changed that was really small and has had like a really big positive outcome. And this could be in your business or personal life.
With my business. So prior to that book, I was really like professional Vanessa, social Vanessa, and they were two different things. Wow. But what you know, and I had this, you know, I was quite regimented, perfectionistic about my professional approach, but I wasn't really showing me. So with this work, especially in the last 18 months, I've really delved into just being me, storytelling, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Like 5 years ago, I would have had like, you know, a beautiful white background, polished clothes, you know, perfectly ironed, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I would have spent a week rehearsing, you know, all of that sort of stuff. But just being yourself, because my work, I mean, you know, my work is quite boutique anyway. So I attract a certain type of client, but my work's very intimate. And I go into people's soul record. That's very, you know, intimate. So people need to trust me. And so that's the biggest thing, just being yourself.
Awesome. Love that. So let's get a little bit more into what you do. And you've said a couple of words that's really intrigued me. And I've been someone who's always, you know, a big believer of energy transfer and vibration and so forth. And so you've spoken a lot about vibration. How does one know, like, is there a way of measuring your vibration, or is it something that's intuitive? How is vibration measured, and how do you increase it?
Okay, so the soul vibration rate is something I do in my work. Like, I don't know any other way to measure it. And I only know this frame of reference through the training I've done in this work. And in fact, because I'm also trained, even though I have a background in exercise physiology, I'm also Reiki master trained, and, you know, I have EFT, emotional freedom technique qualification. So I'm trained in a few modalities. And that's that perfectionism thing that I was speaking of before. But this modality that I currently do is the first time I've come across it, but it made sense of the dimensional levels of consciousness. Mm. So the only way I know how to test it is if people come to me and I go into their soul record and check it. Now, what I want to say about the soul vibration rate is you've got to think of it as like age. So higher is not better. Okay? Yeah, okay, it's just an experience. So what you want to do is think of it as an age, you know, every age. There's no particular age that's better. It's just a different experience. However, the higher that goes, the more consciousness and the more awareness that you have. So it's a double-edged sword. The higher it goes, you have to be aligned, because you manifest a lot quicker. You can't undo consciousness, right? You can't know what you know. So you have to become more responsible. It's that whole with power comes responsibility. So like I was saying before, you have to become more intentional with your goals and more focused with your actions. Because, you know, I'm at a rate now that, you know, I can have a 3-hour turnaround of a manifestation of a result. And that's good and bad things. Like I've done an action that I knew wasn't really, you know, just in everyday stuff, and it's like come back at me pretty quickly. Yeah. So it's integration. You've got to be able to, because my work, even though I work with the fifth dimensional aspect, I can see where you're out of alignment with at the level of thought, emotion, and action, okay, depending on what you're working on. And you have to be really aligned with your actions, okay, which is congruent with who you are at soul level. So the way to increase it is, you know, again, it's not higher is better, but once you start taking the action that is aligned with who you are at soul level, you create more abundance and, you know, success and flow and fulfillment, and that will just naturally progress.
And so what's one thing that someone could do to kind of just start? Is it being present? Is it turning notifications off? Like, how can you start that process of, you know, really being more self-conscious and moving this into more of a, you know, living more abundance, I guess?
Okay, so the first thing is tapping into your own mindfulness and creating your own energetic boundaries, okay? So one tool that I use, and we can do it now and we won't, you know, spend too much time on it, but we want to focus your attention at the center of your head. Okay, so, you know, you can just do that yourself in your, you know, imagination, but really imagine like a ball of energy behind that, okay, and just take a few breaths just to, you know, just natural breaths. You don't have to breathe deeply, focusing your attention there. Because what happens is most of us are out of our head, all right? So, you know, my attention could be you on the screen. It actually could be on my computer screen rather than in my head. So that actually gives you a sense of this is me in my body, this is you over there, instead of my attention being on the computer screen. So that is just one simple way to actually start, and just practicing that for 5 minutes a day, a couple of times a day, or even when you're talking to someone. And that actually increases intimacy between people. So it expands the connection and the authenticity between people as well.
Yeah, right. Love that. Love that. I think that's a really a good point, because there is a lot of time where people are not actually self-aware of what they're doing. They're just so busy with where they are and who they're with and what they're wearing, even, you know, something so close to them, but they're still not aware of what the way they're feeling. So I think that's a really good kind of exercise to just know that you are there as well as everything else around you, and bridge that gap, you know, or define that gap, I guess, you know, which is really good. So when it comes to your line of work, I guess, you know, it's one of those ones where you've also mentioned that you do it online and so forth. So is like distance and space between people not necessarily a boundary these days? Is it like?
No. So my work, because, okay, so we'll geek out on dimensions again. So my work, because I do the clearing, so I do all online work for my consulting. And this is becoming a trend in, you know, personal development coaching, but even energy healing as well, because a lot of healing can be done distantly. Like, you don't have to be in person. And the work I do, the clearing I do, is actually done in the fifth dimensional aspect. So there is no time and space in that. So I can do it at the level of the fifth dimension and the person has the effect.
Yeah, right.
I know that sounds crazy, but that's why it works, okay? I don't physically need to be in proximity with that person, because that's the power of this fifth dimension. There's no time, doesn't exist there. And there's no, it's like the internet, you can, you know, there's no definite place, space, and it can be accessed at any time. And that's a lot of energy healing modalities as well. You know, you can do it distance because of that phenomena.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's jump into the razor round.
Yes.
Who is someone who has been a mentor for you?
Margaret Lynch. She is an EFT expert, emotional freedom technique expert. And I love her because she's just, I have a lady crush on her. She's just got this beautiful, charismatic personality. And she went into EFT. She had an engineering background, went into EFT, which was at the time she went in considered a bit out there. And she's just made it into a very practical modality. And she's certainly a person I followed for business advice probably about 5 years ago. And I just love everything about her.
Awesome, awesome. And what's one thing that you know now that you wish you knew 5 years ago?
Oh, don't second guess yourself.
Cool, just do it.
I mean, it's something I already knew, but I'm just, you feel it at a deeper level.
Yeah, yeah. And so is that similar to like I've heard a lot of times, like, feel the fear and do it anyway? Do you feel like fear is one of those things that stops a lot of people from just doing their gut instincts?
Absolutely. And that's something that I coach, or, you know, I guide my clients through, because this is another poorly misunderstood aspect of transformation and change, is when you set an intention, say you had a $10,000 a month goal, income goal, and you move to $15,000 a month, you have to take new action of some sort, which requires you to be out of your comfort zone, which is going to bring up fear. Because you have a dissonance period where, you know, the vibration, you're moving from one vibration to the other and you're stepping out of your comfort zone. But it's poorly misunderstood, because people feel the fear and then they go back to what they used to do.
Yeah.
But all they have to do, and especially if you're feeling terror, that fear, irrational fear, terror, you're going crazy, you're actually close to a breakthrough and you just need to continue taking action. And so, yeah, you have
love it,
you
love
just
it.
Have to trust it and go with it. And what's the worst that's going to happen? It doesn't work out. You'd course correct your actions, yeah, which is the mistake, you know, the whole mistake memes that you see all over.
Yeah. The reminder. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that with the podcast, it was very much like that as well. At the start, it was a very fearful technique, fearful task ahead. And then we just started doing it and we've been kind of unstoppable. And I just sometimes think, how different would my life be, probably in a worse way, if I didn't start the podcast, like the people I wouldn't have met and the collaboration that I wouldn't have been able to do. And fear could have been that one second decider to go, nah, let's go back to comfort zone.
Absolutely. And, it's always going to be like that. And that's why I say sustainable transformation, but it's also repeatable. What I said at the start is because you go through that process every time and there is going to be a level of discomfort because your soul is wanting to experience itself in a new and different way. And that's part of the process. And, there is a bit of a myth out there, especially with a lot of the positive psychology and certainly some of the healing circles that I've been involved in, that you can tap, EFT, you can tap away your fear and all of that sort of stuff. No, you just have to experience it and just take action, continue taking action.
Yeah, love that. I love the fact that you can experience it. And I think that's really interesting because once you experience it, you can actually, I know a lot of people who use their fear to actually motivate them to do stuff. They know that the fear is there as a motivating force, not as a stopping force.
Mm.
And reprogramming your brain to feel that. And then eventually it doesn't become fear anymore. It's just what you do. It's kind of like driving a car. You get to a point where in your life that you drive from point A to point B and you don't even know how you got there. Your brain just made it subconsciously happen.
Absolutely. And then, until you have your next big goal and then that will come up. But you know how to, you've experienced it. You can get through it. So just know that it's going to come up and keep taking action.
Awesome. Love that. And so what's a website or an app that you need to use daily to survive?
I like to use the word wellness instead of survive because that's like the fight flight.
Yes, sure.
Okay, so there's this lady that I absolutely love called Tosha Silva, and she's an author, and she has an app called Outrageous Openness. So I just tap on it, and it just gives you a little phrase for the day and, things like let death be the advisor or, why go running around looking, for bread when you've got a basket on your head, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So just cute little memes of, metaphors.
Yeah, right. Awesome. And are they meant to be different or are they meant to just question normality type of thing or?
Well, her work's based on radically, learning to get into radical surrender so you can get into that openness to allow whatever wants to come into your life. Okay. Because sometimes we get so locked into ideas and ways things should pan out that we actually miss other opportunities that are knocking on our door. So these are designed just to open you up to expect anything.
Wow, love that. I think that's a very valid point. And Razor community, I think there's a lot of people who are just flying through life and not actually seeing that opportunity knocking. And it's kind of like when you buy that car and then all of a sudden you see that car everywhere. Like that car was always there, but now you're noticing it. And unless you open up to experience and to expect opportunity to be there, you're not going to notice when it happens. So I think Vanessa makes a really good point. So if you have to re-listen to that, go back and re-listen to it. But Vanessa, what's something that's been like the best bit of advice for you?
Oh, be yourself. Just be yourself.
Excellent. And what's something that you've crossed off your list today? I know it's early, but.
Oh, gosh.
On the last 24 hours, what's something you've ticked off and you're super proud that you've done it?
Oh, gosh. I had a client yesterday, a new client, a male client, actually. So I was really happy to be able to help him.
Awesome. Good stuff. And because we're all about learning new things at the Razor Sharp Show, what's something fresh off the press that you've just learnt in the last 7 days?
Developing a new level of neutrality and non-judgment and having no expectations of how things turn out. I have a range of clients. Like I can't even tell you the type of clients that I have because they're from all sorts of, backgrounds. So just having that neutrality and just standing back and just meeting the client where they are at.
Awesome, awesome, love that. And if someone was to write a book about you, what would the title be?
What will Vanessa do next?
What's next? Cool, love that.
I'll tell you why, because I actually have a few other projects. I'm also a writer. I have a book, a novel. I've actually got I've got quite a few ebooks on my website, but I've also got creative, you know, books in draft. So, yeah, I'm always doing something different.
That's good. So you're an entrepreneur. And so how do you stay productive? What's a productivity hack that you can share with the community?
Okay. If you're procrastinating or not knowing what to do, just take 20 minutes of action, no matter how mundane. 20 minutes of action will create enough momentum to open up other action points.
Love that. Love that. 20 minutes of action.
That's all it
takes. That doesn't seem too hard at all, you know. Love that. Love that. Good stuff, good stuff. So, Vanessa, it's been absolutely a pleasure chatting with you. How can the Razor community get in touch and get around more of the great content and ebooks and books that you're writing?
Yeah, just visit my website. So, www.vanessalougloon.com.
Excellent. And the show notes will have the links to your website. So, just before we go, what's one of your ebooks all about? Like, what can the Razor community expect when they get there to download an ebook?
Well, actually, if you subscribe to my website, you actually get a free one on the chakras. So chakras are a tool that people hear about but don't really know what they do. But I've developed it, so I've broken it into mind, body, and spirit. So there's a mind component, the body, so what exercises to do, and then, you know, just some affirmations on each chakra. So I like to call it the no BS approach to the chakras. So, yeah, that's a really good one for people to go to as a beginning. I've got other ones like the non-confrontational challenge. I've got an EFT tapping book. And just a few little challenges with mindfulness tools that you can do to, you know, help establish those healthy barriers, to help establish, you know, your energy versus other people's energy and how to get into your own vibrational state without necessarily too much intermingling with other people.
Love that, love that. Vanessa, I think that's been amazing. Thanks very much for sharing all the value that you have with the Razor community. I know they're going to love it. Razor community, if you are a bit stuck and you need to explore a little bit of a different way of business and thinking, then get around the content that Vanessa's got there. I love the fact that there's a free ebook there as well that gets you started to just kind of learn and think about things a little bit differently. Vanessa, thanks for coming on to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
No problems. And until next time, stay sharp.
The Razor Sharp Show is brought to you by Podcast Launch Co. Podcasting tips, tools, and coaching. Visit www.podcastlaunch.co.